Lake Effect continues now on WUWM. I'm Bonnie North. While the calendar might not say it, we tend to think of Memorial Day as the unofficial start to summer. Colleges are out, many pools have opened, summer sports seasons have started, and we're all spending more time outdoors. Or at least we should be. But as many have pointed out, a lot of us, kids in particular, don't get outside and explore as much as we used to. Lake Effect contributors Stacy Tornio and Ken Keffer are on something of a mission to change that. We spoke with them a few weeks ago about their new book, The Kids Outdoor Adventure Book. As summer gets underway, we invited them to join us periodically to talk about some of the opportunities that await all of us outside of our homes. Today, they talk with Lake Effect's Mitch Tyke about some hidden nature treasures in the Milwaukee area, which Tornio says aren't all that challenging to find.
You don't have to look very far at all. I mean, the great thing about, Milwaukee has a fantastic park system. We're really lucky for that. And you can just really in any neighborhood, whether you're North Milwaukee, kind of in the downtown area or south, there's something for you to do.
Well, the nature treasures that you are suggesting are kind of scattered around the Milwaukee area along those lines. So let's start with one that's kind of towards the south. This is the Weir Nature Center.
Yeah, Weir is one of my favorite places to explore in Milwaukee. You know, it's a huge patch of mixed habitat. You know, there's a lot of big forest areas there, which is an attractant to a lot of bird species, you know. They also have some really cool open areas. They've got some ponds. You know, I just drove through there the other day and saw a great egret just right off the road sitting there in the pond. So it's just a wonderful place for exploring. Weir's got a cool nature center. You know, you can stop in there. They've got bird feeders and stuff, that whole Whitnall Park area, all of that, you know. And it's really just very accessible right there off of, you know, College. And, you know, it's cheap. You can go there. You park for $3. You can have a day adventure out there right there at the Weir.
Are there hidden things within Weir? Are there things that you ought to look for that are less crowded?
Yeah, I mean, not everybody knows that there's a waterfall at Weir. So if you go down the path, you'll see a waterfall. Right beyond the waterfall, there's bluebirds that nest, and they're nesting there right now, and they'll probably be there all summer. And then just look at the Weir programming. Like, there's some bat nights coming up for kids, kind of older kids, 12 and up, that are coming up this summer. And it's like, that's cool. You know, you can go and learn about bats right here in Milwaukee.
Are you likely to see a bat when you're at one of these bat nights?
Yeah, Ken, tell about watching for bats.
Yeah, bats are really cool critters, and they've got this fancy technology now where they can convert that bat noise. You can actually hear that sonogram that they're sending out there. And so, yeah, you know, you might not see them. You could probably see them flitting around over the pond and stuff, but you'll actually be listening for bats too, which is a really cool experience.
And we thought that the only bat night was at Miller Park.
That's right.
So that's the Weir Nature Center. Let's go to the northern side of Milwaukee and talk about the Havenwood State Forest. This is a place that I have heard of, but I have tragically never been to. What can we find at Havenwoods?
So Havenwoods is part of the DNR system in Wisconsin, and it's the only urban state forest in the whole state, which is kind of cool. And it's actually in the city of Milwaukee. So you can go hiking there. They have more than 6 miles of trails. They have this really cool program attached to the DNR called the Wisconsin Explorer Program. And Havenwoods is completely free. So you go there, you say, hey, I want to do the Wisconsin Explorer program. They give you a booklet, and it has these games and activities and a scavenger hunt you can do. And then you complete those, send it in, and then you get a cool little patch. So it's great. They have it expanded for little kids, like middle grade, and then kind of the older kids. But it's like, that's just free. It's completely offered by the DNR, which is great.
And this is 237 acres. This is not just a stand of trees behind a strip mall.
No. If you've never been there, just go there and, look at the wonder that's, right here in Milwaukee. It's really cool.
I think the cool thing about forests, especially, I grew up out west, and we had big, wide-open spaces. And so if you're hiking for 6 miles, you're going 6 miles down the trail, But with the forest, you can weave back and forth and through, and you can really feel like you're out there on a big adventure. And, 237 acres, that is a patch, like you're saying. But, yeah, 6 miles, that's a full day's hike.
One of those things that you forget that you were in the city of Milwaukee,
right,
I'm sure.
For sure.
Yeah.
Well, another location, actually several locations, you don't necessarily forget that you're in Milwaukee, but you realize that you're in Milwaukee at a pretty cool place. Let's talk briefly about the Urban Ecology Center. It's a place that we have mentioned many times on this show.
Oh, yeah, for sure. The Urban Ecology Center is a great resource, and they really embrace the city of Milwaukee and those neighborhoods. So they've got, branches in Riverside Park and Washington Park and their newest branch in Menominee Valley, and they're really focused on those neighborhoods and getting folks outside and exploring their big backyards, And so they've got a cool equipment program. You become a member of the Urban Ecology Center, you can rent bikes and kayaks and things from them. They've got animal feeding stations in there, a lot of cool programs for the kids, and a lot of it just stop by, and enjoy. And that's what they're really trying to encourage there at the Urban Ecology Center is, come out and get out there and explore Milwaukee.
Their mission kind of dovetails exactly with what we're talking about here.
Right. It's great that they do have those free programs. Like, they are membership-based, and it's great that they have that. But at the same time, they have animal feedings every weekend. And that is completely free. And so if your kids want to go and see a turtle or see a snake get fed, you can go and just show up.
I know they've got some real regular visitors that stop by every week for the animals, and they've actually working them up through that's the gateway. And they can get interns and stuff out of that too. So it's really, becoming a career-based path for some of these folks. They just started off, they stopped by one time, and they just loved it.
Mm-hmm. Animal feeding can be a gateway drug to a life in ecology.
That's right. You'll turn into a biologist if you're not careful.
A great list of some hidden nature treasures in Milwaukee. We'll have the list on our website. But Stacy, Ken, thanks so much.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Lake Effect contributors Stacy Tornio and Ken Keffer are the authors of the Kids Outdoor Adventure book, 448 Great Things to Do in Nature Before You Grow Up. They spoke with Mitch Tyke, and you can find links to the places that they mentioned from wuwm.com/lakeeffect. Coming up next, we'll talk with Molly Guptill Manning about a great literary hoax and her book about it, called The Myth of Ephraim Tutt, Arthur Train and His Great Literary Hoax. Stay tuned. You're listening to Lake Effect on Milwaukee Public Radio.